Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
Over the weekend, a friend and I were on our morning walk, matchas in hand, and she asked me, Joanne, how did you grow your email list so quickly? Because I had just finished telling her that we grew the podcast HERS email list last year by over 650 people, which is a huge feat for someone who didn't even start paying attention to an email list until midway through the year. And of course, my answer was, I took the time to develop some truly powerful lead magnets that my ideal listener both needed and wanted in their life. That literally stopped her in her tracks. She looked at me in total confusion because it turns out she had no idea what I was talking about.
The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on, because girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to The B Word. If you've been hanging out a while, you know that creating credibility in your business is a superpower that you can learn and expand on. So what's one of the secrets to expanding your reach and connecting with your ideal audience in a way that causes them to know, like, and trust you? Well, friends, one of the most potent tools in your toolkit for audience growth and your overall credibility is an amazing lead magnet. It is truly the secret sauce to expanding your reach and connecting with your audience in a way that feels authentic and meaningful. Real talk here, friends. A lead magnet is like a digital hug that you offer your audience. It's an invitation to join your community in exchange for something valuable and a way to show them that you hear them, you love them, and you're here to help them all combine together like a good cocktail mix. But before we really dive in, go grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's talk about the goodness of the three ways in which an incredible lead magnet can work wonders for growing your audience and your credibility. Number one, let's start with a mindset that you want to capture your audience's information in a way that is not spammy and gross, because who likes that? It's not about force, it's about grace. With the lead magnet, we're extending an open invitation to your audience, offering them a sneak peek into the magic you've already been ready, willing, and able to share with them. And in return, they very willingly share their contact information, typically their precious, precious email addresses, or if you're building your text list, their cell phone number. I mean, that is like liquid gold in digital world. It's not just data collection either. It is the start of a genuine connection between you and them. Picture it like starting a conversation with someone who's as excited to talk to you as you are to talk to them. By providing a taste of the value you bring to the table, you encourage your audience to opt in willingly, which makes them an active part of your tribe. And their journey does not end with the lead magnet. That's just the initial spark. Now, after you put that out and you get their information, it's time to nurture authentic relationships with them. Think of it like tending a beautiful garden. You don't just plant the seeds and forget about them. Okay, maybe you do, but that's not the optional way to grow a plant. Instead, you water that plant and that seed. You offer them sunlight and you watch them grow. Your lead magnet is just the beginning. It is the opening chapter of a beautiful story. Send your audience some emails that are not just about business, but about creating a bond. You should share meaningful content, the occasional update, and now and then surprise them with something delightful. These connections are the foundation of trust, and trust is the currency of the digital world, I promise. Building this trust is essential for your audience growth. When your audience trusts you, they're more likely to engage with your content, they're more likely to respond to your calls to action, and ultimately, they're more likely to become loyal followers and customers. So it's all about making them feel seen and heard and not simply sold to. You are not a commercial to them. And I'm going to give you a little homework to do before we move into the third step of this episode to make your lead magnet truly powerful. Once this episode has finished, save it in case you need to come back to it. Go into your personal inbox and see what emails you tend to open and the ones you consider cringe. I'm going to go out on a limb and bet that you'll open the emails from brands or people that you feel are authentic and that you trust and you like hearing from. The ones you consider cringe, you aren't connecting with them on any level, and there's a solid chance you're going to end up unsubscribing from them or scratching your head wondering how you even got on their list in the first place. That happens to me so much. In fact, just this morning, I looked at a certain name in my email list and thought, how many times do I need to unsubscribe to you to stop sending me emails? It's not authentic. I don't want to hear from them. And more real talk here, friends. When you create a lead magnet that's truly incredible and gets people to want to open those emails, it doesn't stay a secret for long. People talk. It's our nature. They share things. Your lead magnet becomes a beacon of awesomeness that attracts more like-minded souls, and that's what we want. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond and the ripples keep growing. And let me dispel a little myth here, and quite frankly, a mistake that I made when I first got into the digital online space. You do not need multiple lead magnets. You don't need to be fishing in a pond for everyone and throwing every lead magnet out there you can possibly do. One or two solid good ones that you can repurpose over and over again to move people through your overall funnel, quite enough, my friend. So, relax, take a deep breath, and focus on one or two. This organic growth is the essence of authentic audience expansion. It is driven by the value you offer and the connections you build. But don't just rely on word of mouth. Share your lead magnet on your social media platforms. Make it an integral part of your podcast episodes, your blogs, your YouTubes. Collaborate with fellow amazing humans who align with your values and mission and get them to advertise it. Maybe even sprinkle a little magic into your advertising budget and put some money behind some Facebook or Instagram ads so that you can reach new humans who may not have discovered you otherwise. All right, the final thought. In essence, a compelling lead magnet, it's this magical tool that doesn't just collect emails. It is the catalyst for creating some deep connections and expanding your tribe. It's like inviting kindred spirits into your cozy corner of the internet and saying, hey, I see you. I've got something special for you. And when you do this with authenticity and the intention of creating some meaningful connections, your audience is destined to flourish. So don't get brain freeze over creating that lead magnet. It's so simple, it's hard, but it actually is necessary to building your podcast empire. So get started, do it messy, do it unperfect. You can perfect it along the way. And I'll see you here next week, same time, same place, for more entrepreneurial goodness. You just finished another episode of the B-Word podcast. Cheers to you. If I were with you, I would literally pop a big old bottle of Prosecco and pour you a glass. Since I'm not, why don't you do the next best thing and share this episode with one of your besties? Because we all know you've got that one girlfriend that needs to hear it. Thanks, friends.